And welcome back to New Orleans for the 2018 Sun Belt Conference Media Day. Brent Freeman here with Bill Colhane. We just got done visiting with the coordinator of officiating, Steve Shaw, for the Sun Belt Conference. Before that, it was Sun Belt Commissioner Carl Benson. And now we're ready to talk bowl games. And right now we're coming to you from the site of the Arnell Carriers New Orleans Bowl. And here to talk to us about that is the executive director for the bowl, Billy Ferrante. Billy, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing great.
We're in New Orleans.
Yeah, well, we're glad you guys are here. This is this media days that the Sun Belt Conference has really turned into quite an event. I hope you guys were able to get out and enjoy the Fado Dough last night.
Outstanding.
The conference has come a long way in a lot of different places, and they put on quite a show here.
Well, Billy, we're coming up on the 18th anniversary of the New Orleans Bowl at the end of this regular season, and the Sun Belt has been a partner with the bowl the entire time. What has that partnership meant?
Well, we've grown up together. When Wright Waters came to the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation in the year 2000 and said that we're going to start playing as the Sun Belt Conference. I think they all played independent prior to that. Mm-hmm. Said I need a home that my champion can be bound to. Are you guys interested? And at the time, the Sports Foundation was looking for an event that we could own that would be ours, that would be an annual event in the city, and it was a perfect fit for the timing, being pre-Christmas. It's a tourism specific event, and we feel like that as the Sun Belt has grown in their, I don't want to say competitiveness, but they're beyond competitive. Okay, mm-hmm. I mean they've won the majority of our bowl games. Mm-hmm. But as they've grown as a conference and the brand that Carl talked about this morning, the brand that the Sun Belt is, as that's grown, I think the New Orleans Bowl has grown right there along with it. And I think it's been a good partnership in that we've helped each other, and those are the best partnerships.
You mentioned just how well the Sun Belt has done in this bowl. The record is 11-7 over the previous 18 games.
I should know that.
And you look at the game this past year, an exciting one. Troy, 50 points scored in a 50-30 win over North Texas. The 50 points.
Exciting for Troy.
Exciting for Troy. All right.
Not so much.
I'm happy for them. 50 points for Troy was a new New Orleans Bowl record, by the way. And Troy was the Sun Belt Conference co-champion. And typically, the champion has been the one to get the invite. But take us through the selection process. How do you determine which Sun Belt team is the right fit for you in a given year?
Well, I tell people this all the time. It's kind of like putting a puzzle together. Mm-hmm. There's different pieces. There's geography. There's record. There's history with the bowl game. Mm-hmm. Fan base following. And each of those pieces actually looks different in any particular year. Now, the real brief history is that until the Sun Belt had a second bowl partner, we took their champion. There was no that was always our agreement, is that we're going to take the champion unless there's a place that you'd rather send your champion. When we played the bowl game in Lafayette in 2005 after Hurricane Katrina, UL Lafayette was bowl eligible. Arkansas State played in our game. Hmm. But as they've gotten more bowl partners, our agreement with them now is that we have the first pick. And all those pieces, those considerations are what we look at every year. Mm-hmm. Again, the overall record. It's important to us from a television perspective, the matchup that we put on the field and on TV. Our title sponsor obviously is concerned about that. So that becomes a consideration. And again, geography, travelability, is it a flight? Is it a car ride? Have they been here? What's the possible matchup look like? Mm-hmm. Because now, there's a lot of – you have Sun Belt Conference USA matchups during the regular season, and you want to try to avoid a repeat matchup if you can in a bowl game. So a lot of different things, and like I said, it's pretty much the same pieces. They just look a little different each year.
Billy Ferrante from the Arnell Carriers New Orleans Bowl visiting with us, Bill Colhane, along with Brant Freeman. Real quickly, Nathan sent us a message, Brant, asking if this show will be available as a podcast.
Absolutely.
And it absolutely will. Go to txdaybobcats.com. Stay tuned to our Twitter for more information on that. But, Billy, back to bowls. And I want to ask you this. Now, I once upon a time worked at South Alabama back in the early 90s. That's when I first fell in love with New Orleans, making that two-hour trip over here from Mobile. And I know many Bobcat fans listening in know about New Orleans. But in terms of this city and what it can bring to tourists, to visitors, kind of brag about the Big Easy, if you would.
Well, it's the coolest place on earth. I mean, I'm born and raised here, and I really, really feel that. And look, we're so, you know, every bowl wants to do all that they can to create the best experience for the student athletes, for the administrators, for the fans of the schools that are coming to the game. We don't have to do much. I mean, we really don't. We don't have a lot of the number of official bowl functions that maybe some others do. We don't want to compete with New Orleans. You're going to lose. We don't want to compete with the French Quarter. We have our luncheon. We have some media obligations. We do a day of service with the two teams. But, you know, but in addition to that, I mean, it's the greatest food. It's the greatest atmosphere. It's the most eclectic city. I mean, there's something for everybody here. And then on top of that, at the end of the week, they get to play in one of the most iconic facilities in sports in the world, I think. And, you know, that, like I said, it's our job not to yuck it up. You know, if we can complement everything that's here already and make that best experience for the student athletes and the kids, then we've done our job. Mm-hmm.
I know you're partial to your bowl, New Orleans Bowl, for good reason, right? But you're also, Billy, you're also in the conversation with other bowl directors and those kind of folks. What about those people out there who are saying there are too many bowls, need to cut back on bowls, too many games on in December? I'm not one of them, Brandon.
Not at all. Nope.
Okay, but you know, you turn on radio sometimes, people are saying, oh, there are too many bowls. What do you say to those folks?
You're wrong. I mean, you're wrong. In our office, there's a television that sits in the lobby that has highlights of some of the events, the New Orleans Bowl and other events that the Sports Foundation's involved in. One of the clips is UL Lafayette kicking a field goal at the end of regulation to beat San Diego State, 51-yard field goal. And if you watch that and you see the way that their bench and their fan base explodes, I think that answers the question. You know, are they coming out and they supporting these bowls? If they are, there's not too many. I mean, the system will tell you at the end of each year, you know, are there enough? Are there teams to fill the bowl slots?
Supply and
demand. The system will dictate that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, from the perspective of the experience, no. I mean, I've never heard a coach or an athletic director say that, or any one of the kids playing in our game. I mean, you know, they walk into this facility, and again, you know, I think it's one of the most iconic venues in the world. To see the looks on the faces of some of these kids walking into this stadium for the first time, it's unbelievable.
Super Bowls, Sugar Bowls,
everything. Pope, Rolling Stones,
UCLA, UCLA. No, that was the Astrodome.
Final Fours.
Yeah,
we had the Michael Jordan shot. We had the Chris Webber timeout. Mm-hmm. Anthony Davis's Final Four was right here, right before the Pelicans drafted him first overall.
Yeah. This place has seen it all.
And you look at some of the attendance figures, too, for this bowl game, and they've been phenomenal. There's 1 year over 50,000 were here for the New Orleans Bowl.
Yeah, that was the year we had UL and Tulane.
That's who it was.
Yeah, and it, you know, it made a lot of sense, obviously, from a regional perspective.
Sure.
But it worked out well for Tulane that it was their last year playing in the Superdome. They were opening up a new on-campus stadium the following year. And it really gave them an opportunity to reconnect with a fan base that they need to connect with as they're opening up a new venue. And you know, UL brought their numbers.
Yeah,
we had 54,000 people in the stadium that night. It was phenomenal because I've been here since year one, and I've seen the opposite of that. And it's just, you know, butts in seats makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah. Well, Billy, we appreciate your time. We're looking forward to the Bobcats' first ever invite to the New Orleans Bowl coming up here hopefully soon.
Love to have them.
All right, then again, Billy Ferrante, the executive director for the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl, our guest here at Sunbelt Conference Media Day. After the break, we'll visit with Bobcat Athletic Director Dr. Larry Tice. Our live coverage continues in just a moment.